Yes.
For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know,
that, man. For
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. TaylorMade clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
Yes, indeed. Yo, peace and love, peace and love. What up, everybody? This is the New York Hip Hop Report, Sunday night, October 4th, 2015. What's up? Glad y'all joining us tonight, especially if you're listening to us live. We appreciate you tuning in, being excited for another episode of the New York Hip Hop Report, 128th or something like that. I always forget to check right before I go in, but definitely up in the 120s, about 3 years we've been doing this. And we come to you every just about every Sunday night with some lulls here and there. But every now and then we take a break. But other than that, every Saturday, every Sunday night, 10 p.m., maybe to 11, 11:30, depends on when we feel like leaving. But we bring you talk radio, kind of like sports talk radio, just hip-hopier. And, of course, our beat, our backyard, our coverage area is the New York City metropolitan area. So when it comes to hip-hop music and culture in that area, you know, few know it better than us, few cover it better than us, and few can talk about it better than us. It's vast. It's much more than what people think who are from outside the area or just maybe passive rap music fans. The depth of the music and the depth of the culture that goes down in New York City and the surrounding areas is nearly infinite. So, if you want to get a little education, if you want to know a little bit more about what's going on, if you want to get some good event picks, you know, where you should go, what you should see, you're tired of the okey-doke, you don't like what's on the radio, you think that New York hip-hop is kind of dead, and you've been told, you know, this for a long time, and you're not really sure who to check for, and you hear some people trying to make music, and you're not really happy about what they're coming with, they sound like clones of what's on the radio, you know, you're missing out. So we're going to try to keep teaching folks what the real deal is, and of course give shine and love to those who are out here putting forth those efforts. My name is Manny Faces. I started the birthplacemag.com website a bunch of years ago, Birthplace Magazine, the number one website for New York area hip hop. On there you could find a plethora of, going back now 5 years, 6 years, a plethora of information on New York area hip hop music and culture, people who have released stuff, people you won't hear about on your Hot 97 or your Power 105, because, you know, they only have a very tiny range of rap music that they want to cover. It's stuff you might find on some college radio stations, some internet radio stations, but they also play, obviously, stuff from outside of New York. So we try to make sure we just keep our little neck of the woods taken care of on the New York Hip Hop Report and birthplacemag.com. Do check that out, birthplacemag.com. We have a pretty good events calendar there, and it will have continuously updated. A little light right now. We got a bunch in the queue, so there's going to be some stuff coming up early in the week that will show you the next few weeks some really great things happening that you can go to. A lot of free shows, a lot of indie shows, a lot of CMJ is coming up, so there's a few CMJ shows. We're going to want to point out that, you know, some of our New York Hip Hop folks are going to be rocking at, including folks like Weekend Money, Cross Culture, the mighty, mighty band called Fuse is going to be doing a couple things. So we'll tell you about those. Those will be on the event calendar. So definitely keep your eyes out on the days and weeks to come to make sure that you find out where you should plan your hip hop life. It's at the birthplacemag.com event calendar. So that's that. We'll tell you about a couple of special events in just a moment. I want to introduce to you on the other line here, my man, Marmelo. He's been holding it down with me for a very, very long time. I appreciate him calling in every week, hanging out with me, hanging out with you guys on this show. He's up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. His name is Steve Ortiz. What up, Steve?
Hey, what up, Manny? What's up, everyone? Nice to be on once again, the New York Hip Hop Report. It's where it's at, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, man. I'm not sure why you're not tired of me yet, but I guess, I should keep paying you. So that's great. We're here again. It's another week. It's the weather's starting to change a little bit in New York City.
Very cold out here.
Really nice long summer, man. I mean, we cannot be greedy, I guess. It's about that time. And it's we had some rain coming in. We luckily didn't get a hit by Hurricane Joaquin, you know?
Yeah, the Carolinas got hit pretty hard, man.
I saw. Shouts to everyone. You know, we do get people listening from all over, especially on the archives, and they tune in during the week and such. But anyone in Columbia, South Carolina, that area, really hard hit, really bad flooding, really bad stuff going on down there. So our, you know, thoughts and prayers are with the folks down there. We did get lucky. I mean, for a minute there, it looked like storm might have been coming back up in the New York area. Of course, we're still shook from Superstorm Sandy beating our asses a few years ago. And I appreciate that everyone took this warning seriously. And as soon as it was, we were in the clear, we breathed a sigh of relief, no doubt, you know. But it's getting colder. There's some good hip hop happening. That's why we're here. This is not the New York Weather Report. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. There's some good hip hop happening right now. Actually, I gotta say, give a big shout out to Jay Ronan. Jay Ronan's doing, I guess it's his birthday party happening right now at the Black Bear Bar in Brooklyn, New York, and I would most definitely be there myself, man. That would be the place to be for indie underground hip-hop in New York City right now. Folks like Sky Zoo are rocking. Sav Kills is going to be rocking. These are folks that have been rocking for a long time. Jay Ronan, a producer DJ, always putting out good stuff, always associated with some really quality New York sound. Like, people complain about that New York sound. I'm talking about new artists, old artists. You know, these guys are still doing it. Not sounded dated, not sounded corny, just making good New York gritty boom bap type hip hop. And shouts to you, Jay Ronan. Once again, happy birthday. Sav Kills also just dropped an EP called Immovable Kings. So that's a good look right there if you're looking for that New York gritty hip hop, that wordplay, that, you know, that New York stuff, you know, that y'all say, you know, it's hard to find. Well, no, it's not that hard to find. It's right there. These guys have been doing it and, you know, continue to do it. Right now, the Black Bear Bar again. Sky Zoo's following up on his the release of his great album, Music for My Friends. Sky Zoo's been an incredible artist throughout the years, just a writer's writer, a wordsmith. I think Sky Zoo is really one of the more poetic MCs like in the game right now. And I don't mean, you know, he's not speaking like Shakespeare, but a lot of his, you know, single entendres, double entendres, you know, hidden meanings, a good music selection, great variety of sounds, a lot of jazz influences, just really kind of molds songs in a nice, dramatic sort of orchestral, you know, way, in incorporating the words and the music, very poetic. And his album is out. He's performing tonight at the Black Bear Bar, also Mass at the Black Bear Bar in Brooklyn. Also Math Hoffa, Cortez, and Battle Cats in the mix. Again, Sav Kills, Bankai Fam, Frank Knight, who we put up on Birthplace Mag a couple years ago, first caught wind of Frank Knight, doing some good stuff. DJ Ready C and M holding it down. So shouts to Jay Ronan. Good show going on. Had you known about it, had you checked the birthplacemag.com event calendar, you would have known about it. You might be there, not listening to us live, or not listening and realizing you missed a pretty good show. So pay attention, man. We try to tell you what's going on. Also, real quick, tomorrow night, the 5th, Monday, another episode of Freestyle Mondays, one of the most important and fun and exciting, and 13 years, almost 14 years now running. Freestyle Mondays goes down every first Monday at Meridian 23 in New York City. You'll want to check in with them. Shouts to Ill Spoken, who's the host and a freestyle MC himself, a great MC, an artist and a world traveling artist. He'll be traveling overseas yet again on another tour, going away for a few months. Steve, this guy's a globetrotter. and he'll be so he'll be heading out. This will be the I think he'll be gone for a few months. I don't know what's going to happen. Freestyle Mondays usually guest hosts take over. I was a guest host once. That was pretty cool. I was a guest host twice. That was pretty cool. So stay tuned. But for now, come down free, and you get an MC battle, which is great, game show style, really fun, really exciting, with a live band. Boom. Early in the night, you get a DJ battle and a B-boy, B-girl battle. So you get several of the elements of hip-hop all in one place at one time. And we're not talking about, you know, I mean, we're talking about talented people, young people, old people, nice mix of, you know, of eras coming forth and showcasing their skills. And, of course, like I said, top it all off with that freestyle battle. That's one of the best examples of, you know, the verbal acrobatics that MCing can bring to the table. So we definitely recommend Freestyle Mondays. Glad to be a partner with them. We will see you there tomorrow night, Monday, October 5th at Meridian 23 from start about 8:30, somewhere around there, and going on for a few hours. Definitely get there early so you catch all the battles, the B-boy and the DJ battles. That's what's up. And, yeah, so we'll definitely catch you there. And then lastly, for now, what we'll talk about – oh, this is interesting. Our calendar's a little screwy. I'm going to fix that after the show. But after that, what we're talking about is the start of the Big Eyed Blues Festival, 10th annual Big Eyed Blues Festival happening in Brooklyn. So here's a 10th annual, it's a big, annual blues festival happening right here in Brooklyn. Now, why do I mention the blues? Obviously, we're talking hip-hop. Well, tonight we're going to talk about that a little bit of the blues. We're going to take it back. You know what they always say? Hip-hop doesn't spend enough time paying attention to the elders and, you know, where they came from and all that. And I don't want to pander, and I'm not going to do a Macklemore thing and, you know, have, like, old-school cats running behind me like backup dancers. But I will say that there are some interesting parallels between blues and hip-hop, particularly in how the blues, has such a cherished history in America, and people fight to keep that. Those ideals that blues music, you know, and culture in a way came up, and we're fighting some of the same things as hip hop gets a little bit older. So I'm curious to those, those parallels, and very happy that this year, the 10th annual Big Eyed Blues Festival happening October through the 10th, starting off this Thursday, October 8th through the 10th is kicking off. And they've invited me to come down and kick off this festival. The very first night, they're going to be kicking off the Big Eyed Blues Festival with a discussion, sort of an open forum called the Roots to Blues. And it's going to be talking about kind of just what I'm talking about, bringing up, how the blues came up, how the blues turned into, rhythm and blues and R&B and soul, and how all these things kind of led to hip hop. So there's some progression there, being a great American, truly American, made in America, made about America, made by Americans, musical genre, culturally based. Remember the blues often talking about actual things that are happening at the time and how that comes up in hip-hop as well, in hip-hop's origins. So we're going to have a really interesting talk about it. I know it's not what everybody's looking for. I know that people are like, well, this, you know, you guys are talking some real behind the scenes, inside baseball type stuff. I just want to hear about some new good music coming out. We're going to give you some of that too. But I do think it's important for us to pay respects to those who are came before us and help, you know, birth, in a way, help birth the music and culture that we love, that we're a part of. And so we're going to do that. We're going to help out. So this Thursday, October 8th, it's free, this panel. I'd love to see some friendly faces. If you guys are, you know, fans of ours or friends of ours, we'd love to see you come down to the Kimball Theater for the Performing Arts, LIU Brooklyn. It starts Thursday, October 8th, again, 7 p.m. This open forum is free to the public. You just got to, like, click for tickets, you know, like RSVP. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So, again, myself, there's a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and music educator, Bill Sims Jr., the very acclaimed blues musician and a historian, scholar. So I'll be very interested to kind of pick his brain and find out more about the blues, more about where the blues is today, as opposed to, you know, where it might have been once. And of course, jazz and blues photographer Arnie Goodman will be there. Again, an acclaimed photographer who's taken pictures of blues and jazz and music for many, many years. It's going to be a really interesting thing. I think maybe you'd be interested in coming down and hearing us talk about it. and I welcome you to come down. For more information on that, BigEyedBlues.org. Again, right there on the schedule, first day, Thursday, October 8th. Click for tickets. I'll be part of this panel. Discussion is open forum. We'd love to hear from everybody involved. BigEyedBlues.org. Now, I'm going to have two representatives, I think two, from the Big Eye Blues Foundation. They're going to call us up in just a few minutes. So we have Baritha Reddy and Nadi. I want to hear from both of them. Baritha is the founder, I believe, or certainly the big dogette in charge of this whole thing and this festival. So we're going to hear from her. She's a blues performer herself, and she's been doing this for many, many years. So we want to find out, you know, a little bit more about the Big Eye Blues Festival and how hip hop was introduced into it this year and why the decision was made. So I think that's really fascinating to me anyway, sort of as a, you know, advocate and historian about hip hop music and culture. So we'll be doing that as well. Once again, this is the New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces. Steve Ortiz has dipped out for just a minute. He'll be right back with us. But again, he's up in the Bronx where the people are fresh, and I'm out on Strong Island, Long Island, where I rest. So shouts to the Strong Island folks that are doing things. Shouts to Strong Island Hip Hop. Shouts to Central Station. Shouts to the Inner Circle. Those guys, Chad Law and them, doing the earwax sessions. There are some weekly events that happen out in Long Island, some new talent you can discover. So if you are out in Long Island like I am, you don't want to run out to the city all the time, do check out We Are the Inner Circle. Check out their stuff. We put their weekly events on our calendar, so you can check them out. And of course, like I said, once again, coming up, a few great things. You check our calendar. It's a little wacky right now, our calendar, our formatting diet. As soon as the show's over, I'll take care of it. So y'all checking us on the archive, then just pretend I never said anything, because it'll be fine. But again, some upcoming stuff. Shouts to Mikhail Amin. He's going to be dropping an album release party along with the Nomadic Wax Collective. This is a guy who's been doing some stuff all throughout the world. The world traveling MC from Brooklyn, who's doing this thing. He's got his new album, hashtag Nice Guys Finish. He's going to be releasing that October 19th. What you got is a big doubleheader. This is now CMJ is coming up this week, next week. And of course, CMJ is a big music festival, takes over New York City. It's all these different hundred thousands of bands and
feels
all
like it just happened.
It's about to happen.
No, but it feels like it just feels like they do it twice a year, even though they do it once.
Yeah, I know. Well, they might have done it late in the year and early in the year. Now they're doing it late. I'm not sure, but you're right. So thousands of artists, thousands of bands, bunches of different venues. Not a lot of hip hop. It's not a very hip hop friendly event. Let's just say there's some. You know, you got to pick and choose what you're gonna check out. Some of the folks that are in it this year, we're looking forward to seeing and hoping that people will check out. Again, like I said, Cross Culture will be part of it. They're a really cool band / MCs that are, you know, rocking. I'm just trying to see if I gave a list. You got to check it. I don't know if it's coming out. I gave a rundown of who I think people should check out. For a website, and I don't know if it's been published yet or not. But there'll be some interesting performers performing. I know that Prime will be part of this. I think they're at the Gramercy Theater on one of the days at the CMJ. And of course, my pick for the festival, where I think you should definitely be, if you really want to get a great taste of the whole kind of fusion, pop fusion thing that's been happening a lot in New York City. This really great blending of live musicians, emceeing, singing, just the whole fusion. A lot of bands have been trying this and some are falling out and, you know, some are making it big and, you know, some are testing and experimenting. And we've talked about we've talked about the brass band, the Pitch Black Brass Band. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a literal New Orleans sound, a brass band with emceeing. So there's a lot of, you know, people trying out a lot of different things. And one of the groups that I think is really just exemplifies this is the band called Fuse. Shouts to Silent Night, the frontman, who also is a solo MC that we've talked to. But Silent Night and the band called Fuse, they are perennial. We had them on the show. We talked about them doing Kickstarter crowdfunding. And they've done it a couple times successfully, and they're really showing that they've got the way to galvanize a force, a fan base that will really rise with them and help them rise. And they're off of their last successful Kickstarter campaign, and what that's doing is that's funding a live album being recorded. The live album is going to be recorded over two nights at Littlefield in Brooklyn, the 16th and the 17th. So Friday the 16th and Friday and Saturday the 17th. So it's two nights. You can go either of those two nights. Showtime's at 8, or, you know, doors at 8 on each of these nights. It's like 15, 20 bucks, something like that, whatever. But it's totally worth it because these guys rock out. They've been doing the lineup is a 5-year running artist showcase. It's been happening in New York City for 5 years. It's been super wild. They're a great band. They have this, like I said, this vast fusion quality. They rock out. They funk out. They, you know, they hip hop out. Like, they're really all over the place. So we're really excited that the band called Fuse are friends with them. They've been on the show, but we're really excited to see their progress. And they are my picks for the CMJ Music Festival. Again, CMJ 2015 going down. This one is at Littlefield. We're going to have Littlefield, 622 DeGraw Street in Brooklyn. Once again, the band called Fuse recording a live album and concert movie, right? So they're going to be filming live. They'll be recording live. They have a super dog. I forget the name of the engineer. This engineer is top-notch. He's recorded for, like, you know, name is – oh, God, I don't know his name. I forget his name, but this guy is, they're going to be recording the hell out of this album. It's going to sound good. It's going to look good. It's going to be amazing. And I know that the energy is going to be real fierce. It is going to be in the middle of CMJ. They're going to get a lot of love. CMJ picked them to be part of their festival this year. So my pick of the festival, I want people to check them out, and I'm spreading that gospel. So check out Littlefield once again, two nights, Friday, October 16th, and Saturday, October 17th, to check out band called Fuse during CMJ. It's going to be a movie, as they say, right? That's what's up. So once again, check all of these events and more. You'll find them on our event calendar, birthplacemag.com/events. And we'll be constantly updating that calendar. Once again, if you look right now, it's a little bit, formatting's a little bit off. We had a little technical difficulties, but I will be on the case. Manny Holmes will be on the case. Elementary, my dear Steve. And we'll fix that up.
That worked just a little bit.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Once again, the New York Hip Hop Report. I am Manny Faces. Steve is joining me from the Bronx, and we are kicking it. Again, this week we're taking a little detour, not straight hip hop, you know, because we do want to pay respect to the folks and the genres that have led to the birth of the music and the culture that we love. And speak about that, as you heard me in the beginning of the show, talk about the upcoming 10th annual Big Eye Blues Festival right here in the heart of Brooklyn. This will be going down October 8th. And I am, again, very privileged and honored to be a part of the opening event, the open forum that will be talking about the roots to blues. And it'll be talk about blues to hip hop. And I guess we're going to talk about some things, man. We're going to talk about some parallels. We're going to talk about how, you know, blues really great American music art form that really birthed so many other genres after it. And as I mentioned, I had a couple of guests on the check-in tonight, and I do believe we're all ready to go. And so joining us on the New York Hip Hop, very honored to have Baritha Reddy, who's the, the in charge of the Big Eyed Blues Festival. Nadi is joining us as well to talk about what they're going to be doing about this festival and how they came to bring hip hop into the mix. And again, me being very honored to be part of it. So, ladies, are we here?
Yes. Hi, Manny. Yes. How are you doing?
It's fantastic. Teresa. Thanks for calling in tonight. We really appreciate you joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Our pleasure to join you. Thank you for having us.
Yes,
absolutely.
Hi. Thank
How's it
you.
Going? Absolutely. So, listen, Baritha, I want to just get some quick background from you, you know, just to tell people who are listening. I know they're listening to us saying, oh, all of a sudden these hip-hop cats are talking about the blues, you know, I know why it's important, and I think you might also. But this is the 10th annual incarnation of the Big Eyed Blues Festival. You know, tell us how this event first started, and you know, a little history behind the actual festival itself, if you could.
Well, as you know, this is the 10th annual Big Eye Blues Festival. So it started back in 2005. And, you know, I'm a native, a Georgia native, and when I was a little girl, I used to listen to a lot of blues from my aunties and aunts and uncles. And, you know, in the evening time, you know, after work on Fridays, they used to go in the jukebox and listen to this blues music. And it really seemed to make them happy. And when I grew up and moved to New York, I wanted to, you know, reincarnate something that, you know, that made me feel happy. And I thought that people in Brooklyn and throughout New York and beyond could really enjoy and love this music itself. So, you know, I started this festival, like you know, in 2005 because I wanted people to be aware of this blues music, this American art form that doesn't seem to be dying, but sometimes it dwindles out. And I want a lot of people in my community to know about it and to honor it. And so that's why I started doing it.
How difficult was it? You know, it's obviously it's grown over the years. You know, how did it start? Was it did you jump right out into some, you know, decent sized production, or was it kind of like, you know, just playing it by the seat of your pants a little bit?
Well, you know, it started because I was working at nights and didn't really get the opportunity to be in a lot of different events of blues and stuff that I really want to do. When I retired, I decided that, you know, I would do events instead of going on auditions and stuff. I made opportunity for myself. I had a little nightclub I called Big Eye Blues, and I would do a monthly event and where I would sing, but I didn't want to just give the public myself. I wanted to give them more. And so I started doing this blues festival involving other acts in it so, you know, they could be exposed to different kind of forms and style of blues music. And it has been a little difficult, and it gets better every year, but, you know, my aim is to put this out here to the public. And it's still difficult because, rhythm and blues, hip-hop, all kind of music is more, I believe, more supported than blues music. Because a lot of times I would meet people on the street and tell them, hey, I'm doing a festival, I'm doing a blues event, and I would be greeted a lot with, I don't live that way anymore, or blues music is too sad, and that sort of stuff. So I keep trying to push it, letting them know that this is the music of the soul. And it's, you know, it's just blues music is just really about life. And, you know, so I just continue to try to push it. It gets kind of hard, but, you know, this is an art form, and this is something that was developed through a lot of pain and misery and triumph. So I try to keep that going. It's kind of, you know.
No, it's an admirable thing. I think, you know, I was interested to hear, you know, about that story and about that, you know, I don't want to say struggle, but the difficulties, because a lot of times what we talk about either on the show or sometimes in our writing, editorials and such, is sort of the same thing for hip hop, you know, being a certain age, being that it's become so commercialized and so pop centered now, which is fine on its own. But when you don't have the balance, when you don't have somebody telling the rest of the story, so to speak, it gets to be very misunderstood. Is this a New York thing with the blues, or do you find that, you know, different parts of the country are still more receptive to the blues music and to the blues, you know, like I say, that sort of lifestyle or what have you? Or is it New York has become, or maybe certain parts of the country are a bit more removed than others? I'm just curious.
I think not that it's new to New York, but I don't think it's as supported as much here in New York, because when they were doing it in the the early 20s or even earlier than that, and blues music wasn't slick enough for, you know, New York. It was kind of country and that sort
right.
of thing. And I believe it, you know, in that regard, blues is really not slick enough, I think. You know, a lot of folks in New York, they like jazz or,
right.
or you know, hip-hop, that kind of thing. But
yeah.
The thing about it, as far as blues is concerned, and it was like the predecessor. When African-Americans were first introduced to blues music on the radio, it, around 1920s or something, blues was the first music that was really kind of recorded, and it introduced the African-Americans to blues music. Folks like Perry Bradford in 1920. He was really from Atlanta, Georgia, but he moved up to New York, and he tried to convince the record companies. He went around years and years saying that, you know, blues music, this music was race music, and if you would produce it and put it on the air, black people would buy that kind of music. So he went from Columbia Records to any other a record company saying, do this music, it would sell. And finally he was able to convince OK Records to produce this blues music on the radio in 1920. And the first person who recorded it was Mamie Smith. So once she did this song called That Thing Called Love, and it went well, and in a couple of months, she recorded a song called Crazy Blues. And the country just went crazy. It was the rave. And
right.
That was the
right.
era of the classic blues women. And it was said that a record company in that time wasn't a record company unless they had a colored girl recording this blues music, this race music. And so it went on from there. So when I think about, you know, today's music, and we're all on the air and we're celebrating everything, it was on the backbones of these people, particularly Perry Bradford, who kept pushing it and said, we got to do it, and Mamie Smith. And that's how, you know, we got black people of color, black people were introduced to this music, recorded music on radio. So it is the backbone of a lot of the music that we hear today.
Absolutely.
Rock and roll, you know, the whole thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I think that even with, let me ask you, because in this year's incarnation of the festival, you are bringing a discussion in. Again, once again, honor and a privilege to be down with you guys to speak about how hip... to have hip hop into the mix. So what are the kind of ideals that you know you had in mind when you wanted to? Because a lot of people, well, there may be different reactions to the thought that the blues and the hip hop are connected or related or have some parallels or have some, you know, paths you know, that connect them. What was your thinking about bringing that into the discussion this year? Why was that important to you?
Well, I think that hip hop, as well as the blues, is the voice of the people. At that particular time, when people in blues, you know, walked the land from the South going up to Detroit, Chicago, or whatever up north, they were singing their souls. They were speaking out and, you know, rebelling how they felt about a certain situation, their lifestyle. Not having enough money, not having enough food, my man done left me, my woman done left me, or whatever, the establishment is bringing me down, or,
right.
you know, won't hear my voice. And I think it's the same with hip-hop music. It's about the voice of the people. You know, you express your feelings and emotions about, you know, what could be troubling you or what makes you feel good inside. So, you know, I just think it's just like I said, the voice of the people speak in your soul.
There are those parallels. Those are the parallels. Now,
yes.
I think that blues, as you talk about, over the years, has maybe drifted away in some regards from its roots, from its ideals. I guess some would say that hip hop's kind of doing the same thing. What is the, you know, what do you see parallels in how the music gets kind of commercialized, commoditized, and therefore kind of taken away from, you know, its ideals, its original, those factors you just spoke about?
Yes, I feel that it has. You know, like I said, I don't want it to make it like, you know, only people who have, or black people of color have struggled or felt hardship. But, you know, the origins were these people who had worked hard in the field or, you know, just had gone through a lot of hardship. I think it has been commercialized and not enough of these people who originated the blues still want to sing it or still want to listen to it, that
right.
kind of stuff. You know, I don't know as much as hip-hop in that regard, but I know, you know, in blues, I think it's been marginalized a great deal.
Right.
And so, in doing that, that was one of my purposes. I have a group called the Big Eyed Blues Youth Ensemble, where for the last 4 years or so, I have had a private a lesson where I introduce community youth to blues music. Every Saturday we have guitar, vocal lessons, piano, drums, and blues history to keep the children and the community aware and to keep this music going on. You know,
right.
I introduce these children to it. So that's what we just have to do,
okay.
you know, keep it going strong.
Yeah, absolutely. And the festival obviously helps that. You're still you're a performer yourself, so you're keeping that going. Let me ask Nadi, you're also on the line, Nadi. You're also a performer yourself, but you're a hip hop artist, correct?
Yes.
So let me ask you, what's your angle when it comes to this sort of thing, this connection between blues and hip hop? You know, what gets you involved in the blues side of things? Where do you feel some of these connections and parallels are?
Well, first and foremost, I'm the child of a musician. So I feel like I am naturally a blues baby. My father's a jazz musician, but the line is very thin when it comes to instrumentation, particularly with the similarities, minus the vocals, right?
Right.
My father's a jazz musician, and since I was a child, I've always heard music like that all the time. And I'm also a very old soul as a young person. So I've always understood the importance of being around the generations that came before me.
Right.
The intergenerational connection goes beyond the fact that I'm so privileged to be on a song with Aretha, but in my day-to-day life, yes, Aretha is the shiznai. You know?
Thank you, sweetie.
Yes, we were in rehearsal the other day, and I was like, this lady, oh, my God. But
Oh, she laid it down, though. She laid it down, Manny.
So, I just naturally know the importance of intergenerational collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beyond, like I said, that's beyond music. But since we are talking about music,
right?
It's important. It's the only way to restore the balance because of the current climate of our social, of the social setting.
Right. Right. The times so that music was much more a part of the, what was going
life.
On. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And not just, a pastime, not, something that's done for pure entertainment value. Because we rail against it, too, just the same way, like, you might have heard us say, or, that we rail against the over-commercialization, but we really just want that balance. We think it's fine to have entertainment value. But
right.
There has to be folks that are, in line with what the music as a culture. That's what I like about the blues specifically. I like that, jazz is purely American, blues is purely American. But the blues, as Aretha, as you were saying, has that cultural connection. You know what I mean? Like it came from something specific. It was developed from something specific. It has that soul and that that history. And of course, the origins of hip hop very much the same way. Even though sometimes hip hop was the opposite. It wasn't the blues. It was like, we're going to party because everything's crappy in the Bronx and we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah. Bring out that beatbox and, just hear the music.
We're going to dance away these troubles, And I think that those are great parallels to me. And I came up also, I wasn't the son of a blues man, but I was the son of a blues and jazz aficionado. My Saturday mornings, my Sunday morning, he was a college professor, and very much the late nights that would keep me up as well. My house is filled with a lot of blues, a lot of jazz and blues and Count Basie and Muddy Waters and these kinds of things. And I think if you come up at a certain time and a certain age and you get into hip hop at a certain time with the sampling and the throwbacks, the way they pull old music out, and you come in with this affection, there's a big audience that can appreciate both of these art forms. You'd agree?
Definitely. Yes, I definitely agree. I like that. That's what I like about hip-hop, that the sampling that they were doing. And then they were able to discover these people that had, come before them and had given so much to the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, so many like wannabe producers, when they listening to hip hop, they started then digging for records to sample from, and next thing you know, they're pulling out old records to sample from that are maybe it's the R&B, maybe it's the R&B groups from the 70s, maybe you start getting the James Browns, but then maybe you get to the Crusaders.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. Uh-huh.
Right. I was gonna say, then you get the James Browns, but then you might get the Crusaders. And then you take it back a little half step, and now you're more into jazz, and a little half step after that, and now you're in the blues.
Yeah, it's you might put a little B.B. King in there or something.
Yes,
a little
indeed.
Muddy Waters or something.
As a producer, I sampled B.B.
Sure,
myself as a producer.
Right. It's all about the voice, the people expressing their joy, because just like blues could be, tell the story of the anguish or something. It also talks about joy as well. So I feel, that's another parallel I feel about hip-hop and the blues, Which is, the blues, even though you say the blues and you think that you're sad and everything, but blues have a way, when you say it or you sing it, it has a way of releasing,
yes.
And it makes you kind of happy. Like, I keep saying the first four bars of a blues song, I'm getting ready, because I know it's going to be singing my soul one way or the other, and by the end of it, I'm going to be happy. It releases, releases tension and make you feel good, one way or the other.
Yeah, no, and I think, one of the great things that, again, about blues and about the, certain kind of hip-hop, and again, even sometimes party hip-hop, because you get people, I say this all the time, I joke about it, I say, people in a club having a good time don't necessarily want to be preached to. Okay, I get it. We want to listen to our club rap and be ignorant and have a good time. That's fine, because what you got is you got that community, that camaraderie. You're all going through, you're all feeling something together.
Exactly.
And I think that, the blues, I think because of the emotion involved, and it's, that when it's done right and you really feel it, man, it's the dictionary example of that, just that we can relate to what you're saying. I mean, my baby left me once, I know.
That's right. But who sings
song, I Got a Dentist. Now, that's a happy kind of song. It's supposed to be blues, but, you know, she's talking about a man who makes her feel real good. You know, she's like, I got a dentist. He's over 7 feet tall. I got a dentist. He's over 7 feet tall. Long John, they call him, and they answer every call. Now, listen, excuse me for trying to sing at this hour. I just fell apart, fell asleep. But she talked about her man, Long John.
Right,
you know,
right.
So make her feel happy. You know, he feels every hole she has, or, you know, whatever desire she has. But that's her man, Long John.
That's,
you know,
what's up.
You know, so it's not all about sadness and despair, you
right.
know. It's,
but it,
you know,
it is about life.
Yes, definitely. Mm.
Yes, yeah, it is. Our guest tonight, Baritha Reddy and Nadi Cote, who's going to be all rocking out during the 10th annual. The 10th
Yay.
Annual. Wow, that's amazing. 10th annual Big Eye Blues Festival, October 8th to the 10th. Aside
yes.
from the you know, outstanding opening discussion that's going to obviously just set the bar for opening discussions for all time to come, myself and Mr. Bill Sims Jr. is going to be there as well, you
yes.
know, talking, having this discussion. I'm really eager to pick his brain, as I've been picking yours a little bit tonight, just to find out, you know, just from people who are in it. Like I said, I've always been kind of just a listener and an admirer, but I haven't like really been in it and studied it and learned it. And I'd love to know from him as well, his experiences.
Oh, well, you're going to learn a lot from Mr. Bill Sims. He's a wonderful musician, music educator, and historian,
yeah.
you know. So, yeah,
nice.
It's going to be wonderful.
Look,
I'm looking forward to
we look,
it.
Yes. We look forward to that. Of course, that's the opening night, Thursday, October 8th. Tell me and everyone else what's coming up for the, you know, for the entirety of the festival. What are some of the highlights and things that people could be looking out for? Again, fans of the blues, fans of hip hop, fans of music, fans of New York City, fans of Brooklyn.
Right.
What do they got? What do you got? What do you got in store for everybody?
Well, on Friday, October 9th, we're going to have a Women in Blues Brooklyn event. And it's going to be at the Brooklyn Historical Society, where we're bringing up this woman, from Miss B.B. Queen from Nashville, Tennessee, and, you know, just a blues women around New Jersey, New York, local, is going to be performing. Myself, Madam Pat Sandy, Sweet Georgia Brown, Kim Clark, just to name a few. And we're just going to have women out there doing their thing, and blues women. And then on Saturday in October 10th, it's the main event at Cumble Theater, and we're going to have the headliner for that evening is the legendary Mr. Bobby Rush, and he's going to be doing a solo show and telling us all about, you know, the blues throughout his lifetime and doing some funny anecdotes and stuff, and also the Solomon Hicks Quartet, myself and the Brown Liquor Sounds featuring who? Nadi. some rap, some hip hop on the song. And, you know, my youth ensemble is going to perform. And we're just going to have a wonderful evening. And that's also going to be at the Cumble Theater at Long Island University. So we really want people to come on out and support this music, support your music, and have a good time with us.
Sounds great. Yeah. I definitely encourage people to do so. I think, like, some of the, you know, as much of a hip hop head as I am, as much as a, you know, we like going to see our shows and our indie shows. I said, you know, to this day, I saw B.B. King, I saw Bobby Bland at the Westbury Music. Yeah, Bobby Blue Bland at the Westbury Music Fair. I took my dad, although my dad been following B.B. King from the Chitlin' Circuit, you know, so he's already seen him 1,000 times. But, you know, I knew I could go to a concert with my dad, and I was like, let's go see. And still to this day, you know, one of the best experiences I ever had, just as a fan of music. You know what I mean? So I encourage anybody who's listening to me that knows me, I would encourage them to come out and check out this festival. They're surely going to get, you know, a taste of good soulful blues music from you guys.
And some history, some definitely
yeah.
history. What I want to say, we have a lot of people coming out on your night, the Roots to Blues open forum, they're excited to, you know, hear what you guys have to say. And if you want to know more about our festival, you can go to www.bigeyedblues.org and see what's on the schedule and, you know, take a look of our history and everything. And we're hoping everybody come on down. Once again, it's www.bigeyedblues.org. Learn what we're doing, and you can purchase tickets for our events.
Absolutely. Very nice. We'll be spreading that love, that link, and that love throughout our social media channels through the upcoming days to make sure that we try to do our part to, like I said, spread the gospel and make sure people come down and check you guys out, find out a little bit more. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, ladies,
thank
so much
you.
For joining us tonight. We appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, and we're looking forward to on Thursday, you at the Cumble Theater, Roots of Blues.
We'll see you there.
Okay.
Yes, and guys, if you want to follow an up-and-coming, wholehearted, beautiful, talented, young rapper from Brooklyn, you can catch me on Instagram at love_NADII. That's Love Naughty. love_NADII.
Yay, check her out.
Yes,
Naughty, I'm coming for you on an Instagram, girl. I'm right there. I got you.
Thank you. And this show is going to be so awesome. I really hope my generation gets the hang of it, you know, before it's too late, you know.
Yeah, I got
like,
you.
How you going to get down?
Naughty, I hear you. All Naughty, right. where else do you perform besides the festival? Do you do a lot of stuff around Brooklyn, or are you what do you do?
Yeah, I'm around Brooklyn, Manhattan. Usually you can find out where I'm at on my Instagram. I'll post what's coming up on there, flyers on there as well. So usually week to week I post what's coming up.
All right, that's what's up. We'll be definitely on the lookout for you. And please,
yes, SoundCloud as well,
anytime,
same thing.
Yeah, anytime you're performing, let me know. I'll make sure that your performance gets up on our on birthplacemag.com. We have a great New York area hip hop events calendar. Anybody, you know, performing, we put their events up on there for free. So we got you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks again,
right.
Manny.
All right,
all
ladies,
right.
Have a great
all
night.
All right, everyone.
Thursday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right.
Talk to you soon. All righty.
Okay.
Bye bye.
There it is. Aretha Reddy and Naughty, who's going to be performing at part of this year's Big Eyed Blues Festival happening October 8th to October 10th. Some good stuff there, Steve. What do you think,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, and, you know, they sound so enthusiastic about it all. And, you know, like you guys were saying before, I mean, you know, hip-hop came out of blues, you know, blues music.
They're like the us of blues.
Yeah, yeah.
you're right.
Blues
they're so into it.
Yeah, and then if blues, you know, hadn't laid the foundation, you know, we wouldn't probably even be, you know, on this forum, you know, the New York Hip Hop Report.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, and then, you know, people sometimes, you know, I think they hear blues and they take it literally and, you know, I'm going to get depressed. And, you know, I don't want to be depressed, but it's not all about that, you know, it's about.
No, man,
you know,
I'm telling you, I listen.
Feeling.
I listened to B.B. King's album Completely Well. And this is right after he passed a few weeks ago. And again, I'm, you know, hip hop to the core, man. But I came up listening, like I said, my Saturday mornings was, you know, my father would play stuff through the house and he was blasting his music, just like we blast our music, you know. And I remember B.B. King, of course, that's the album Completely Well that The Thrill Is Gone is on. So it's, you know, his biggest hit, you know, his classic, the classic song. And, you know, I played the album straight through. And I mean, I just left it on and I'm working, I'm doing something in the house. And just the funk of it really got me in such a good mood, you know, and it just, maybe you have to like the blues. Maybe you have to be familiar with the sound. I don't know if you're going to get somebody brand new, like my kids are going to, you know, 16-year-olds are going to listen to that music and really feel it. But I do know what you just said, Steve, you're right. It's not just a depressing thing, even when it's a depressing topic or, you know, the emotion in the music and the emotion in the vocals, it brings something out of people. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I'm excited.
Oh,
that
sure,
I hadn't heard about it. I only recently came across, you know, knew that this goes down every year. And You know, right here in New York City, man. And you do hear, you know, you do see some spots where you could catch some blues, some performances here and there, some jazz around the city, but you got to kind of really know where to look, you know. So it's really great, I think, that for fans of the blues and for people who want to kind of just get a little bit of, you know, something a little bit outside of their, you know, maybe outside of their normal zone, or maybe go back a little bit to when they were younger.
Man. I mean, it's all about passion. You know, the blues has a tremendous amount of passion behind it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it great. You know, anytime you can see artists that are really, you know, passionate about their music, and it comes across, you know, in the music they're giving to the people, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed speaking with them. I'm so glad they, like I said, I'm glad they invited me to be a part of it. You know, it just so happens that I'm a big fan of the blues, so I guess it's good. But, you know, we'll be hanging out with them. I'll be there Thursday, the 8th, again, 7 to 9 p.m., the Trumbull Theater at LIU, Brooklyn. It's a free event. You just got to RSVP. And then the other two nights, Friday and then Saturday, the big show Saturday, our tickets are available on their website, BigEyedBlues.org. BigEyedBlues.org. But again, my Thursday night talk is going to be free. Come on down. I'd love to see some friendly faces. And maybe from then you pick up a couple things, you learn a couple things, and maybe then you say, hey, I do want to go see these shows. Either way, check them out, BigEyedBlues.org. We have to preserve our musical heritage in America, as we talk about on this show, with hip-hop being over-commercialized and oversaturated and, you know, really taken through the ringer. Like, you complain about it, and then we got to see if you're going to put your money where your mouth is. So this is an example of doing that, because if the blues can't remain respectful and you know, honor its heritage, then hip hop has no chance. You know what I mean? So we got to support them. If we support them, they may reach down and support us and tell us how to help preserve a musical art form throughout the years without losing it to corporate interests and you know, the kinds that would seek to capitalize at the expense of integrity. You know what I mean? So that's what's up. This is the New York Hip Hop Report. My name is Manny Faces. We're not going to go too much longer tonight. Just trying to cut back a little bit. I got to tell you, Steve, and I'll tell you anyone's listening, I'm a little bit beat up right now. I've been physically ailed. I had some neck issues, some shoulder issues. Just kind of random stuff, just out of the blue, you know. Don't remember hurting anything, but it's been bothering me for a good time now. I've been seeing some doctors and trying to get, you know, I mean, when you had your issue with your knee. So, you know, we got to take care. Yeah, we ain't getting no younger. You know what I mean? So, interns, hey, I need some interns to help out and help us old men out. But, yeah, man. So
And next probably heard from all that DJing, man. You know, the headpiece.
Yeah, right. Leaning over the keyboard. Probably. I think I messed up my backup once from doing a DJ gig for like 6 hours where I didn't have a stand for the laptop. I had to lean over it all the time, and I think it was definitely threw me for a loop. But so I've been a little beat up. I'm working on some projects. Things are a little bit slow on the coverage tip. I have a really good post that looks back at the month of September. That'll be on birthplacemag.com. It's just going to be a slew of great, I don't say great because I'm not going to put that much faith in it, but I'm going to say a really good assortment of what came out in New York area hip hop in the month of September. So I'm doing this monthly recap right now because we've been a little slow, but I've been getting music and I didn't want to forget about it. So some really interesting names in there, some really interesting music. I want you guys to check out for that. It'll be within a day or so. You know, as we're now into October, I want to kind of put this throwback post. So what has crossed our desks over here at Birthplace Magazine. So a lot of New York heads are represented there. A lot of different New York styles are represented there. So I encourage people to check that out and to check out birthplacemag.com on a regular basis. We may not give you the quantity that some of the other places do, but it's always quality. We're known for it. And, of course, that Birthplace Mag event calendar, I got to get on that and make sure that's looking sweet, but that won't take long. You'll be back up checking events there in no time. Once again, tomorrow night, Monday, the 5th of October, the next incarnation, the October edition of the Freestyle Mondays Arena event, B-Boy, B-Girl battle, DJ battle, MC battle. Listen, when I tell you that this MC battle is always 100% entertaining, you'll laugh. You'll be amazed at the verbal dexterity that some of these MCs come out. These guys are pros at what they do, and you'll get a couple of new jacks every week that'll, you know, either every month that'll either spark, you know, they may not be up to par yet, but you'll be surprised. There's an open mic afterwards. If you like jumping on a mic and spitting with Super Dan, do that as well. Come down, man. Freestyle Mondays is a free event. It's been going on for 14 years. There is nothing in New York City that's been going on for 14 years unless it's dope. So trust me when I tell you, Freestyle Monday is a place to be every first Monday. It's at Meridian 23, New York City. Shouts to the big homie, Ill Spoken. He'll be heading out overseas to tour, going on to several countries in Germany and France and all these places that he goes. And I get jealous because I went to France once and I enjoyed myself and I want to go back. Shouts to Ill Spoken and the Freestyle Mondays family. They'll be holding it down. I'll be there tomorrow night, Monday night, in New York City, Meridian 23, about 8:30, things get rolling. And again, I'll be at the Kimball Theater, LA, Brooklyn, to take part of the open forum discussion along with the Honorable Bill Sims Jr. And we'll be talking about the blues and hip hop, just like we did tonight, but in front of a nice live audience. I would love some friendly faces because, you know, I'm still not really, I don't do that talking. It's easy to talk. I could do this for years right here, but being out and on a thing and with people and lights and people, it's not, you know, I'm still not, you know, 100% accustomed to that yet. You know what I mean? So I'd love a friendly face or two to make me feel comfortable. But I think it's going to be a great talk session. And I'm telling you, Steve, as we've talked about all these years, the importance of being out there and speaking about hip hop in a positive way, you know, can't be undermined, can't be underrated. Like, we got to be out there talking about it as if, you know, people still have to understand that hip hop is more than what's on the radio. You know what I mean? And there's so much good stuff out there musically and culturally that gets overlooked. And, you know, I'm going to be interested in I feel like I'm representing for hip hop because it's going to be a big crowd of people that are maybe older, maybe, you know, they're blues fans, they're blues music, you know, connoisseurs or musicians themselves. And they may have this one-sided opinion about hip hop because, you know, a great majority of the population, you know, thinks that hip hop is what they see on Love and Hip Hop or Empire and what they hear on, you know, Hot 97. And we know that there's much more to it than that, but I don't think that they do. And I really take this as a wonderful opportunity. And I'm very, like I said, I'm really very honored. I take this shit seriously and I'm very honored to go out there and speak for hip hop, you know, and speak on hip hop's behalf, you know, as a spokesperson of some sort, to talk about how I think the parallels between the blues and hip hop are there and how I want people to understand that, just like the blues may have been homogenized over the years or watered down, that there's still a core elements that make the blues and that they're out there. And hence, you know, a festival like this proves it. And I want to say the same thing about hip hop. Now, while this is all going down, there's a big convention down in Atlanta, the A3C, big, you know, hip hop festivals now happening, you know, next week in Atlanta. And I had some issues with them. I didn't like that they're charging journalists for media access. But nonetheless, it's a big event. There's a lot of performers. There's a lot of discussion panels and showcases. And I would encourage anybody who from the New York area who's going down to A3C, keep it in mind. We'd love to hear from you guys when you get back. We'd love to hear you guys report on what you got out of the A3C Music Festival. I'm a little critical of music festivals in general. I think that a lot of times they promise artists, they feed off of the artists. You know, so many artists want to make it in the business, and so they go with these hopes of meeting people or, you know, getting some great information from some of these panels or performing and being discovered. And I think that that's a little bit pipe dreamish, but I don't want to judge every festival by my own cynicism. I want to hear from you guys who are there. I've been there in the past, so maybe we'll put our experiences together and decide whether or not the A3C Music Festival is still something that people should support. I don't like what they did with the journalism front. I think that that damages the industry. I think that damages the culture. I think it proves that what they once were a grassroots-oriented organization, they may be getting too big and too greedy. And we've talked about what can happen when hip-hop grassroots organizations get too big and too greedy.
Rock
it backfires,
the
rock the bells, you know. We've seen that happen. So I'm critical.
Well, they've fallen so far. It's what, it's been 2-3 years without a
right.
Rock the bell.
Done off. Done off. And it was because they got too big. They forgot what got them there. And they forgot what they're about because they got the money and they want to be big and they wanted to get greedy. We warn our, you know, our friends at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, you know, who were a little bit tough to get in touch with this year, I'll just say, when we wanted to cover and get them on the show like we had done for so many years. You can't turn your back on the independent media and the independent. We represent the people here, man. We don't have a festival. Nobody's putting money in our pocket. We represent the hip hop. You may say you do, but we do in New York. That's it. Whether you know it or not, whether people are just finding out now or not, we do. And we will hold you to account because I'm not trying to get in bed with a festival. I'm not trying to be a star. I'm not trying to be, you know, we're not trying to have an event that's huge and make all this money. And nah, we just trying to promote hip hop music and culture in New York City completely and fairly. So A3C, we don't like what you're doing, man. I don't like what you're doing. Let me say, I don't say we, Steve. You're going to be like, I don't care what they're doing. No, I mean, me, I don't like what they're doing. They don't charge journalism, man. Like,
shady, man.
That kills the game. That does so much damage. They don't think it does, or they don't want to pretend it does. Shouts to Mark Lamont Hill for, you know, paying attention to that issue, by the way. I don't know what came of that, but anyway, I'm off topic. Listen, the blues, very important. We want you to be there. I'll be speaking at the blues to hip hop panel discussion at the LIU Brooklyn Cumble Theater this Thursday. I hope to see you there. It's free. Please RSVP at bigeyeblues.org. If you want to see me ahead of time, I'm at Freestyle Mondays. I'll be there tomorrow night. Even I hope I'm not feeling well. My neck is killing me. I'll be getting some treatment tomorrow. I'll see if I can make it out tomorrow night. But even if I'm not there, who cares? You go. It's very important. It's very fun. It's a great date night, by the way. Go bring someone to, you know, Freestyle Mondays. If they've never seen it, they'll have a good time, I promise you. And, yeah, other than that, tons of stuff coming up on the New York area hip-hop events calendar. Shouts to the band called Fuse South. Oh, Dave East got a new EP out. I know sometimes I talk about artists that aren't getting some of the noise elsewhere, but Dave East is an impressive artist that I like. He's got a new EP out. It is called something. It is called Hate Me Now. He's from Spanish Harlem. His name's Dave East. He's been on the come up. I've been meaning to talk about him or have him on this show. We'd like to get him in. DJ Drama's hosting. Nas is on this. Pusha T is on this. The Lox, Jahlil Beats, The Hitmen, Don Cannon producing. So there's a lot of heavyweights on this mixtape. If you want my pick for, you know, who's bubbling right now, who needs to get your listen, your ears, check out Dave East, Hate Me Now mixtape. It's presented by Mass Appeal Records. Of course, Nas is involved in that. So, you know, there's something there. But Nas is giving the big cosign to this guy, and I dig what he's done before. I'm sitting right on top of this mixtape, and I want to get my ears all the way through it. Shouts to Dave East and them. And, yeah, so that's my, like, pick of the week. Like, go listen to the Hate Me Now mixtape, Dave East, over there at Mass Appeal Records, found on SoundCloud. And I guess his I don't know if he has a website or not. But, yeah, go to SoundCloud, look for Dave East, Hate Me Now. It's on SoundCloud. Get that. That's about it, man. Steve, I'm not going to go too long, man. I don't want to stay up too late. And we didn't really have a call-in topic tonight. This is an informative show. I'm sure we have some people listening. Thanks for checking in. We're back every Sunday night, 10 p.m. I'd love to have y'all back with us. And if you listen to us on the archive, please do join us live. We will take your phone calls. You could have called us tonight if you wanted to and been like, Manny, what about – you know, Lauryn Hill's new album that's supposed to be coming out. What do you think about that? And I'll be like, if it's as late as she is with all her shows, then we'll see it in 2018. But I don't mean to diss her. I'd love to hear a new Lauryn Hill album, but that's supposedly in the works, Steve. A new Lauryn Hill album is supposedly very close.
Yeah, I heard, man.
You know, to come out.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I mean, there is that. You know, one of the producers that's working on that says it's pretty close. Yeah, man. So like I say, Prime is coming to CMJ Music Festival along with Adrian Young is going to be part of that show. So check that out. Check the CMJ website and find out, you know, some of your acts coming into town. And for more specifics, if you need some specifics, go check out the birthplacemag.com event calendar. We'll be putting up some of the CMJ shows there as well. Steve, what else you got? Anything else, man?
No, nothing. I just saw Straight Out of Compton, man. I thought the makers did a good job.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's what's up. I haven't seen it yet, man. I've been, you know, working on these documentaries and you know, watching all these, you know, documentaries and shows and such. I haven't really gotten to see that movie yet, but I did want to see it, man. I heard, obviously, you know, there's big talk about it, big buzz about it. You liked it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the guys that they chose as you know, to play the members of NWA, I thought, you know, they were good choices. They even had Suge Knight in there. It was pretty interesting. And
who would you like to see a similar biopic made about in hip hop? Who would you? Because when this came out, some people floated the idea of Public Enemy getting similar biopic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You know, I think any group that, you know, came with, you know, a load of controversy, I think that would make for a great movie. And I think Straight Outta Compton could have went a little deeper into the issues, as far as, you know, the topics they were talking about.
Right.
I think, you know, I think Public Enemy would be a great movie to make, you know, about their lives. But like, you know, like I said, something that goes a little deeper, but, you know, I don't know if the people that behind the movie, if that's something they're looking to put out. You know, people want to be entertained. They, you know, I don't know if they necessarily want to see the politics of it all, especially in hip hop. I mean, I think people like me and you might, and, you know, and other heads, but
sure,
it's tough to sell.
I mean, a biopic and versus a documentary, like maybe a really good documentary would be good. You know what I mean? Would you want to see Public Enemy? Who, like, NWA was almost accidentally provocative. They're almost accidentally made an impact on society, right? Like, they did make an impact. I'm not saying they didn't, but it was almost accidental. I don't think they set out to.
Own brand of music.
Right, but I think Public Enemy, on the other hand, did set out to make an impact. I mean, from day one, Chuck D was, you know, this was Chuck D's thing. So, whereas I think that you could kind of overlook a few poetic licenses that the movie takes with Straight Outta Compton, some inaccuracies, some things that they overlook. Dr. Dre's the manhandling of women, for example, the big, you know, aftermath of no pun intended, the big aftermath of that movie, you know, was that so little attention was paid to that. Would you accept that as much with Public Enemy? Would Public Enemy accept that as much? Because sometimes you got to do that. You're right, Steve. You got to make a movie entertaining. Sometimes you got to bend the truth a little bit. I mean, sometimes books that get turned into movies, they even change. I mean, best-selling books. The Martian just came out, right? The Martian, which I saw, by the way, and was really good. Now, forget the fact that Matt Damon has some issues. Like, I got some issues with Matt Damon on a personal level. Damn fine actor and really exquisitely shot movie. Things look fantastic. We saw it in 3D. I mean, it was so dope. But that was done by a novel that a guy wrote and published himself on the internet and released chapter by chapter, like an amazing story of of modern day self-publishing. He released it chapter by chapter to people. People were into it. It buzzed. It became this huge thing, this huge phenomenon. They bought the rights to it. They made a multi-million dollar movie. Matt Damon stars in it. Jeff Daniels stars in it. Like so many big dogs. Like, it's a huge blockbuster off of this guy and how he did. And when I read like some critique, not some critique, but some comments on the movie afterwards, after I saw it, people were talking about how, oh, it differed from the book in this and in that and in this. Not bad, because a lot of times they really butcher it, as you know. But it was enough that people had something to say about it. So they're always doing that. Would we be cool with them changing Public Enemy's tone or something to happen in Public Enemy? Because they were trying to be transformative and be the power of the people, to, you know, speak in front of people. I don't think we'd be as cool with that. I don't think they would be.
No,
cool,
I mean, you know, just like straight. I mean, I think Straight Outta Compton was basically a launching point for people that, you know, didn't know about N.W.A. People who did, and you know, but mostly, you know, for people who are going into it not really knowing the history of N.W.A., it's like a starting point.
Right,
you know,
right.
Straight Outta Compton.
Intro.
I see Straight Outta Compton as being the Wikipedia. You know, and, you know.
Okay.
Ice Cube, you know, was with. You know, I mean, it really. N.W.A. has a lot of history. I mean, not necessarily a lot of history, but it's you got to be able to fit all this into like a 2-hour movie.
Right, and you're right. Make it entertaining.
Very
like
difficult
like
to
you
do
say,
that and make it entertaining at the same time.
Yeah, I think public. I heard a lot of people saying Public Enemy needs to be made, and I think that Public Enemy would be better suited for a documentary, a really good document. And we're lucky because finally, there's some really good documentaries coming out about hip hop. Like there's some people that are taking this history seriously. Giant shouts to Stretch and Bobbito. Of course, the Stretch and Bobbito show, a classic radio show in New York City for many, many years, helped launch the careers of Big L, Jay-Z, Wu-Tang Clan, Nas. I mean, these guys were the epitome of, you know, college hip hop radio and like iconic. Some people say, some people say the greatest radio show in hip hop history, and I gotta say, like for what they did, they might have been one of the greatest radio shows in history. Like I'm putting it past the hip hop genre,
without question.
And now their movie, the documentary based on them, is out and you know being circulated. You'll start seeing it. I think it's being played at the Malsayas Theater. Just search for it. Radio That Changed the World, Stretch and Bobbito documentary. It's a really great look. So at the
point that a lot of people see it, you know. I mean,
yeah.
And that's part of, you know, the struggle I think a lot of hip hop documentaries have, that they don't get, you know, a lot of eyes to see them. You know,
but that's true. You're right, and there's some good ones. I mean, you know, anyone who looks down on rap, like The Art of Rap, Ice-T's documentary, I thought was really well done. And I know people that watched that movie, didn't really know much from rap, but watched that movie and gained a better appreciation of it. Like it was well done. That's how it should have been. I saw a really great, was it Shamari Hines, guy who did a documentary on the Souls of Mischief, the LA group. Great documentary, probably really good. Even if you didn't like rap,
mm-hmm.
You know, certainly was, I wasn't a big Souls of Mischief fan, but I was enough. I knew obviously the hits and a couple of others, and I was cool with them, and I liked them as a group and as a concept. But the documentary was really, really great. And not even being a fan of that group, a super fan of that group, I loved the documentary. I think people are branching out and doing better work when it comes to hip hop. It's not the sensationalized. Oh, I'm going to do a biopic. I'm going to do a documentary on Tupac just because he's the most controversial guy. No, they're finding people with interesting stories. I think Public Enemy would be better suited for a biopic. I think a lot of these, I mean, for a documentary, I think a lot of these would be, I'm waiting to see that Jimi Hendrix one that Andre 3000 did. Did that come out?
Yeah, it came out. It's funny you say that because I was like, man, did this come out? And it sure enough did. I think it came out as an independent release, you know, not in a lot of theaters. And
that's,
I don't know if it was
sucked.
That good, yeah. So
I know,
but
they couldn't
again,
use the music. But I know
oh,
they couldn't
see, yeah,
use the
yeah.
music,
see, when you
which
run
is
into
really
stuff
weird.
Like that, when it, yeah, if we're into issues like that, then it was dead on arrival.
Right.
You
can't have
a movie, a biopic about an artist without music of some sort. Even if the guy's just, singing it, even if Andre was singing it on his own, if you don't have the right music, then what are you going to do?
No, I got you. How can you do a Jimi Hendrix? Yeah. Right, exactly. No, you're right. that's weird.
That seems like a half. I'm not going to say it's a half-assed effort because I'm sure a lot of people put a lot of, hard work into making that film a reality. But that's a big part. And it's tough when you're trying to make something and it gets caught up in all these rights issues and permissions and the estate's not wanting to participate. But that's just part of the way it is in today's business. And the same thing for these documentaries. All these documentaries, these hip-hop movies. You're on cable, you're flipping through all the channels, and you just don't see these things, integrated with all the other programming.
Yeah, you're right. It's not, but progress, right? Progress is being made. I think, Illmatic, Time is Illmatic. Nas's documentary about his life, was sitting on Showtime, was a Showtime premiere for a while. Rubble Kings is getting some interesting play, and it's not a hip-hop documentary. Necessarily, but it definitely had some of that story, the gangs of New York. The Shake the Dust is a nice documentary about b-boying culture throughout the world. Also, Nas had a hand in that. And of course, like I say, Stretch and Bobbito and some others that I think I heard about being in the works. I think documentaries are very much the way to go with hip hop. I like the biopics. I'm sure Straight Outta Compton was good, but you're right. I think that Public Enemy, is a good Run DMC, transformative, another group, that kind of changed how things went. You're right. When it comes to it, and there are like Wikipedia articles, that's interesting. That's cool for people who don't know them, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to make sure that people are still making good documentaries that actually show. But you're right, man. It's about getting the eyeballs on them. So work to be done, no question.
Yeah.
I'd personally like to see a hip hop biopic on who would be pretty interesting. I don't know if it'd be MC Hammer would be interesting. MC Hammer.
Well, I feel like they did that already. They feel like true Hollywood story.
Yeah, maybe. How about new cats? Like who from the new school? Like you think a Kendrick Lamar or would be worthy of it? Kendrick's got some interesting things. Oh, here's something about Kendrick Lamar. I know we're off topic, but now we're just kicking it like a regular podcast. Sorry about that. But Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing with the National Symphony Orchestra. You hear about that?
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, Washington, D.C., man. National Symphony Orchestra. I believe Nas did last year also. So I like that the National Symphony Orchestra is, open to this sort of thing. And, listen, Kendrick, that's a big step. That's a big move for somebody.
He's trying to do something different. If it doesn't work,
early in his career,
at least he's trying.
Nah, Kendrick's all right with me, man. He's all right in my book. He's right in my book. In the meantime, in between time, if that's not your cup of tea, check Dave East. Like I say, he's my pick of the week. Got an EP out called Hate Me Now, co-signed by Nasty Nas himself, out on Mass Appeal. And again, lastly, one more time, Freestyle Mondays tomorrow, Monday, October 5th at Meridian 23. The Big Eye Blues Festival kicks off on Thursday the 8th. I'll be part of a panel discussion about the blues and hip-hop. It's a free event. Please RSVP and come check me out Thursday night. It's not too early. It's not too late. It's perfect. 7 to 9 p.m. right there at LIU Brooklyn, the Cumble Theater. You can't go wrong. And we'll be back next Sunday night, most likely. I'll be running around all weekend, but I should be back in town. Should be no problem. Sunday the 11th, 10 p.m., the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces and Steve Ortiz bringing you the very best talk when it comes to New York area hip hop music and culture. Check in next week. And in the meantime, hit us up, nyhiphopreport.com. That's our website. All our past episodes are there. We're also a podcast, an iTunes free podcast. You can check us out there. You can follow us on Twitter at nyhiphopreport. or at Birthplace Mag. You can follow me at Manny Faces, and you can follow Steve at Grover Box. And any of these places will lead, all roads lead to the New York Hip Hop Report every Sunday night, 10 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Glad you could join us. Thanks for checking us out live, and thanks for checking us out on the archive. We'll be back next week. Steve, thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
I wouldn't exist.
Yeah, well, it's all good, man. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, peace.
Yeah. For sure, we need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know.
That, man, for
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quick, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually have the skill of dictation.
Manny Faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. Tailor-made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York stitch.